high 82, and then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 81 in Washington, 80 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It is 82 at WRCT. The Lumineers are going to take us to news time with a little song whose title I can't actually say on the radio. So hopefully we can bleep it successfully on Radio 9.
And I know what you said to me was wrong, but kindness came and bit my tongue.
Music from the Lumineers here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jthurbershow.com, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2:02.
Is a watershed decision that could have very far-reaching consequences for a lot of people that have been granted asylum previously.
Rob Ratliff, attorney for a longtime Cincinnati imam, says the religious leader was detained by ICE after an asylum officer reversed his protected status this month. Officials now say Ayman Suleiman's previous charitable work in Egypt ties him to a group newly classified as a terrorist organization. Ratliff says the administration is abusing immigration rules to target vulnerable groups and political critics. The small southern African nation of Eswatini has confirmed that it is holding five migrants deported from the U.S. in isolation units. DHS officials call the men depraved monsters. African leaders say the administration is using them as dumping grounds. Legal challenges continue, but the Supreme Court is letting immigrants be deported to nations they aren't from. Protesters nationwide marched under the banner of a late civil rights icon at 1600 Good Trouble Lives On events. Justin Kwasa with the League of Conservation Voters says after being beaten nearly to death fighting for the right to vote, Georgia Congressman John Lewis spent his life battling voter suppression.
we're really honoring the legacy of John Lewis, who was a civil rights leader, and saying that some of the same battles that he fought 60 years ago are the same battles we're fighting right now with voting rights and civil rights.
Kwasa says they're fighting voter ID rules that target immigrants and voters of color and defending food and healthcare funding. The White House is reassuring the public about President Donald Trump's health. Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says Trump underwent testing after noticing swelling in his legs and was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. She calls that a benign condition common in people over 70.
The president remains in excellent health, which I think all of you witness on a daily basis here.
Trump continues to face fire from his base over Jeffrey Epstein. Trump was a longtime friend of the child sex offender and was president when Epstein died in jail. But Trump says possible incriminating Justice Department records are a hoax authored by Democrats. On social media, Trump says he doesn't want the support of people who want the files released, calling them weaklings. Congress still looks likely to approve a $9 billion rescissions package slashing foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. The package could be held up over a push to release the Epstein files. Florida's attorney general is threatening to sue sports organizations that allow transgender athletes to compete. Advocates note a ban has been on the books for years, but say it's being invoked now to distract from a brewing scandal. A $500 million insider no-bid contract to build on the so-called Alligator Alcatraz detention camp. But high school runner Cassidy Carlisle says she supports it.
I was losing because the playing field wasn't level. It left me feeling defeated. Not just as an athlete, but as a young woman who believed that hard work should mean something.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. First, an assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. From Los Angeles, California, Peter Silas. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475,
Jay Thurber.
And now entering the studio is the host of Jeopardy!
got started here on the 2 o'clock hour at 208, much more music time. I heard that the president, I want to help. I'm a helpful kind of a person, and I wanted to help, and I heard that the president was suffering from chronic venous insufficiency, and I thought, well, maybe some more Venus will help, right? 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. We got some action on Facebook and Blue Sky today, but nothing on Mastodon, which is unusual. Denise said she needs more coffee, so here's Java by Al Hurt. He's the king.
Show with Jay Thurber. Costly to produce. And say, here's the perfect opportunity for you to help. Send your generous cash donation to Jay Thurber, care of WRCT Pittsburgh. Be sure and mark the envelope personal. Remember, Uncle Jay knows best.
Orchestra, which was actually made up of what they used to call the Nashville All-Stars and the Nashville A-Team. It was all these session musicians that used to play behind Elvis, Bob Dylan, Patsy Cline, Jim Reeves, Roy Orbison, all those guys. That was Bob Moore covering the... I've been playing that My Three Sons clip for a couple of months now, so... Well, let's hear the whole song. for you in about 10 minutes. We'll check your forecast. 80 degrees right now with the sound of Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Works. down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say, Brandy.
By request of Looking Glass with Brandy here on Radio 9.
Radio 9!
It's a terrible show. I don't know why they have it on there, but we're looking into it. We're going to see if we can get it off there. It's a very low rating station. Very poor show.
Uptown. That you've ever seen.
Well, I can't mention Roy Orbison without playing him. That was Roy Orbison here on Radio 9.
WRKZ.
223 Chime Time. New music from OK Go after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Jim, speaking of low-rated, no talent, that's me, Jay Thurber. But anyways, I was tuned in last night to 88.3 WRCT. And the last couple of weeks, it's just been so pleasant on Friday nights. And there's this guy that they gave him a radio show. I don't know why. I think the door was open. He was looking for someplace warm to sleep one off. And he's back now. And I'll let... The guy's name is Paul the Mockster. And I mean, if you listen to this guy on Friday nights on WRCT at 9 o'clock, you really...
Got a phone call from Jay Thurber. He called in and said, oh my God, Mockster, you haven't been on the air in like a month, and I've been enjoying Friday nights so much better. The mix is so much better when you're not on the air. And I said, wait a minute. Are you sure? So I'm going to have to listen to his show. If you're unfamiliar, it's called Radio 9. It's tomorrow. I never listen to it. I mean, why would I? It's on Saturdays. It's in the afternoon. He plays old stuff. He plays new stuff. He does these little bits in between the stuff that sometimes he thinks is funny. Sometimes I think it's funny. Anyway, Radio 9, it is an institution on Saturday afternoons here. WRCT. Noon to 3. I'm with your host, Uncle Jay Thurber. He did tell me he's got a good show lined up for tomorrow, which is good because I heard his show last week and he can only go up.
Now, this
from
is
there.
This is a guy who took a month off the radio. Johnny Carson didn't get that many vacations. Takes a month off and comes back, and I get a diss track. I don't know. You're just going to have to tune in on Friday nights at 88.3 WRCT at 9 o'clock. It's called Viva La Mock.
Very sad show. Sad. Low rated. No good. No good. People come up to me all the time. They say sad. Low rated.
Who's that supposed to be, Jack Benny?
What else to tell you about? Spotted lantern flies are back. These pesky insects damage trees, vineyards, and other plants. If you see one, squash it. Look out for the gray-brown eggs, most commonly near trees, and stop new ones from hatching by scraping the eggs into plastic bags filled with hand sanitizer. Spotted lantern flies lay their eggs in the late summer into the early winter. They survive the winter, and they hatch into little, they're very cute little things, but they are very destructive also for flowering trees and plants. So if you see them, squash them. Now, the good news is, according to Penn State, we had fewer in Allegheny County last year than we had the previous years, but egg masses are found in most of western Pennsylvania, and if you don't have them in your area, well, they're coming to you. I work on the 18th floor of a building. And let me tell you that last year they were having races up the side of the building. It was quite thrilling to watch. Anyways, you can report if you find a group of spotted lanternflies after you squish them, you can report them to the Penn State Extension Hotline by calling 1-888-422-3359. 1-888-422-3359. You can also visit extension.psu.edu for more information about the Penn State Extension. And also a reminder that you cannot right now transport firewood within the quarantine area because that's one of the ways these things, they hitch rides on firewood. They hitch rides on RVs and boats and canoes and all kinds of stuff. So squish them and report them to Penn State Extension 1-888-422-3359. That's a message from Penn State University.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 88, cloudy overnight with showers, likely in a low of 71. 85 for your high on Sunday with a thunderstorm possible. Monday, mostly sunny, 82. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies with a high of 84 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 83 in Washington, 86 now in Beaver County. It's 80 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 82 at WRCT. with new music from OK Go. The new album is called And the Adjacent Possible. That's new music here on Radio 9. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:32.
I can heal the sick. I can raise the dead. I can make an insane woman come back to a normal head. They call me Dr. Lover-Babe. And I ain't never, never, never lost a case. Thank you.
told me this woman was being put in her grave. The doctor said she died of old age. The man said ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
That was Hank Ballard here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber.
7 years of college down the drain. Might as well join the Peace Corps.
Radio 9. We lost one of the giants of 1960s pop music. Miss Connie Francis died this week. Let's do two in a row from Connie Francis. This is off the soundtrack to the movie Looking for Love. Let's have a party with Connie Francis.
That he'll be dropping it.
Born in Newark, New Jersey. Raised in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, and then back to New Jersey. Conchetta Rosa Maria Francanero. I'm sure my Italian is not so good. If my count is correct, I think she had 15 top 10 hits, and in the early 60s, she was the most successful female recording artist in the world, and I think this was her biggest hit. Million records. Not too bad for a daughter of first-generation immigrants from Calabria. Connie Francis died on Wednesday at the age of 87. Two in a row from Connie Francis on Radio 9 Double.
Motown from Detroit, the heart in your soul.
Music, 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 music.
Sweeter than honey.
A nudist group in Pittsburgh over the weekend held its annual Balls Out bowling event because who hasn't hung out at a bowling alley and thought, I wish all these people were naked?
Radio 9.
Boom, boom, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, 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 ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, boom.
Rip-Van Winkle, Rip-Van Winkle, save, save, save. Rip-Van Winkle, Rip-Van Winkle, save, save, save.
Boom, boom, ba-boom, ba-boom, boom, 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 ba-boom, ba-boom, boom.
He fell asleep in the woods one day.
Zones.
Hey, Tim Dorkey, I understand you've got an entire shipment of pre-owned certified vehicles at your giant Tim Dorkey Motors Auto Mall out there on Route 30.
That's right, we've got 40 pre-owned certified self-driving cars out here. These are Volvo station wagons that were previously used by Uber in Pittsburgh to test out the self-driving car technology.
And these come with the balance of their factory warranties, is that correct?
They come with the balance of the factory warranties, both from Volvo and from the robot manufacturers, yes.
So we're talking 40 fully loaded Volvo self-driving station wagons out there at Tim Dorkey Motors.
These are fully loaded with moonroof, leather interior, premium sound system, giant revolving camera that spins around on the top, radar collision sensors at all four corners, automatic pedestrian detection, license plate scanner, and a one-year subscription to Skynet.
And do they come with the Tim Dorkey Motors lifetime service guarantee?
Yes, you get free oil changes and Pennsylvania state inspections for life. In fact, when you're due for an oil change or state inspection, your certified pre-owned self-driving Volvo will just drive itself on out here to Tim Dorkey Motors on Route 30.
And I'll bet these cars are moving fast, right, Tim?
Not really. They're factory programmed to move within 1.2% of the posted speed limit under optimum driving conditions.
So get out there to Tim Dorkey Motors on Route 30 and make your selection of one of these certified pre-owned self-driving Volvo station wagons fully equipped with the latest Uber technology.
Right, or just email us your bank account information and we'll send out one of the cars to find you wherever you are from Tim Dorkey Motors.
What a great day!
If you're traveling far
or just cruising in your car,
here's the latest traffic report this wonderful weekend.
409.
Here are the Beach Boys.
She'll find my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409. Before I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new 409. 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can.
It's not 409. It is 252. Much more music time winding down this installment of the Radio 9 Mess. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. Stay tuned. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric's going to bring you all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s with some occasional moments of silliness. It's a good time every time. So stay tuned at 3 o'clock here to the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. At 5 o'clock, we end the simulcast. We go our separate ways. At 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio, it's the Kristen and Amber Show. I'm not sure what Kristen and Amber are doing today, but it's always a good time to listen. And then at 6 o'clock, the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. She will be celebrating some other songs that the Beatles songwriters wrote that they did not give to the Beatles. It's 5 o'clock on WRCT. It's Chop Shop with Dan. And then at 6 o'clock, it is, I think it's the Lawrence Welk Show. No, it's it used to be... what is it now? It's Breakfast for Dinner at 6 o'clock. Breakfast for Dinner. Pull up a chair. It's Breakfast for Dinner. It's an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. That's at 6 on WRCT. So no matter how you're listening to this show, there's lots more good listenings coming your way. Just keep it locked right here.
Your front row center at the ball game. And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to. Then prepare to enjoy it.
Mike Burrows will start for the Pirates today when they host the Chicago White Sox at PNC Park. Game time is 6:40. It's Yunzer Palooza weekend at PNC Park. Last night, the only ones who got their Yunzer Palooza was the Pirates. They lost 10-1 to Chicago. Elsewhere in the major leagues at this hour, I believe the Giants are taking on the Blue Jays. I'm not sure if that game has started yet. Royals versus the Marlins, Angels versus the Phillies, and the Reds versus the Mets. All those games scheduled to get underway in just a couple of minutes from now. The Players Union president for the National Football League has resigned effective immediately. After multiple controversies, Lloyd Howell said it was clear that his leadership has become a distraction to the important work of his union. He informed the union's executive committee on Thursday night he was stepping down effective immediately. Multiple media reports that Howell was accused of misusing union property, including his union credit card at strip clubs. Pittsburgh Steelers have agreed to a three-year, $123 million contract extension with All-Pro linebacker T.J. Watt. Sources say that the $108 million contract will be the highest in NFL history for a non-quarterback. Steelers players report for training camp on Wednesday at St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 88. Cloudy overnight, maybe a shower, low 71. Chance of showers on Sunday, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 85. Monday, mostly sunny, high 82. And then on Tuesday, sunny skies and a high of 84 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 83 in Washington, 88 in Beaver County. It's 80 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowind in Oakland, 83 at WRCT with new music from Molly Jean off of her Interwoven album. The album is called Interwoven. The tune is called Nightside.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
We'll see you next time. This same frequencies, these same channels. Saturday from noon until 3 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy coming up next here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. The time is 3 o'clock.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.